Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, James talks about the tongue being an unruly member. And if you control your tongue, you control your whole body. And it's like the bit in the horse's mouth. It's like the rudder on the ship. You control it. We'd say today, it's like the steering wheel. Wherever you turn your tongue, you turn your life. Most folk don't believe it. If they did, they'd talk differently. Life and death's in the power of your words, what you say, your tongue. But can you see, if you're in control of that tongue, you're in control of your life. And when you get filled with the Spirit, what's the first thing that happens? The sign that you are yielding to Him is that you're yielding your tongue to Him. And if you're yielding your tongue to Him, then you know you're well on your way to yielding your whole life. Did you hear me now? Someone said, well, now, Brother Keith, you're starting into that tongues business. I don't know that I believe that. Well, we do. And don't get upset with us, and there's no pressure on you, but you don't want to miss out. There was a time, I was a Christian for years that didn't speak in tongues. I've been a Christian for many more years who does. I can personally testify. With is better. Much. Much. And it is yielding your tongue is the entrance into yielding into many other things. It's the doorway into the supernatural move of the Holy Spirit. And you can see Paul, who had such a move of the Spirit in his life, remember he said, I speak with tongues more than all of you. And that Corinthian bunch was a tongue-talking bunch. And you know, it'd do us well to remind ourselves that these letters were written to tongue-talkers. The church at Ephesus, tongue-talkers. Colossians, Philippians, Corinthians, double tongue-talkers. Right? They're tongue-talkers. And it's for us. And if you don't believe it, don't get aggravated at me or somebody else. Get in this book for yourself. Don't accept what somebody else said about it. Get in this book. Prove it to yourself. And, you know, if you'll be open, you'll see God will help you to begin to yield your whole life to the Spirit of God. And it starts with your tongue. But now speaking in tongues and interpreting according to the Scripture is the equal of prophesying. I really could have said it the other way around. Prophesying is equal to tongues and interpretation. Well, both of them are speaking by inspiration. Not just talking off the top of your head, not talking out of your intellect, but speaking out of your spirit. Prophesying is just like speaking in tongues, except you understand it. And it's not something you rehearsed. It's not something you planned. It comes fresh out of your spirit. It's not something you try to hear words and then you repeat them. Somebody say, well, how do you know what to say? You don't. It's by faith. How do I know what comes next? You don't. By faith. You just keep speaking. And because of that, a lot of people have thought, and rightly so, that in the move of the Spirit, then we have prophesying. And there is a truth to that. But a lot of meetings then have degenerated into personal prophecy meetings where the primary thing is that people prophesying to each other. And somebody say, are you against that? You don't believe in that? No, I know God uses people. He speaks through people to other people, sometimes individuals. I know that. I've been involved in that many times. But let me tell you tonight how you can discern between what's flesh and what's the Spirit of God. What did this verse right here say? What is the spirit of prophecy? The true spirit of prophecy. The testimony of what? The testimony of Jesus. The Spirit of God is the spirit of truth. And as such, there is no falseness in Him at all. And as such, there is no flattery in Him at all. Everybody say, no flattery.
No flattery.
No flattery. And one reason that wrong prophecy has become prevalent in many places is because carnal people respond to flattery. Carnal people respond to flattery. Flattery has a strong pull on your flesh. Anybody's flesh. In the beginning, do you see how it worked? I mean, in the very beginning, Adam and Eve, they are not dumb. They are brilliant. And the enemy is out there. And what does he say? No, no, no. You won't really die. When you eat, you'll be like gods. What is that? What's he trying to do? Well, now, is that glorifying God? What is it glorifying? Them. Did you see this? Glorifying them. I could tell you this in different words, but go back to the book of Acts. Let's just look at this just a moment. When the Spirit of God manifested, Acts 2, do we see the Spirit move in Acts 2? No question. Verse 1, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord, and we've already talked about that. That's a key to the moving of the Spirit. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared to them cloven tongues like as a fire set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. So now here, instead of saying it like this, is this a move of the Spirit? When the Spirit moves, people get filled. Right? Can you see this? Among other things. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under earth. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and they were confounded because they heard every man speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled. And verse 8, how do we hear every man in our own tongue? And it mentions all the different languages, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Libya, Cyrene. Verse 11, get this now. Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues. What? How wonderful we are? How wonderful we're going to be? No, what? The wonderful works of God. That's what they were saying in tongues. Well, can you see the source of this? When the Spirit of God is speaking, Jesus is going to be magnified. He's going to be glorified, right? Not flesh, but Jesus. And the Word's going to be manifested. Well, Jesus is the Word. Now keep that in mind over in the fourth chapter. In the fourth chapter, these guys have been beaten because of this miracle. And in verse 23, they lifted up their voice and they began to pray. And notice verse 24, they said, Lord, you are God. You've made heaven and earth and the sea. And they quoted scripture. And verse 27, of a truth against your holy child Jesus, whom you have anointed, Herod and Pontius Pilate, the Gentiles, were gathered together. Verse 29, now, Lord, behold their threatenings and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done. What? By the name of your holy child, Jesus. And then what happened? Man, the Spirit of God moved. Place was shaken where they were assembled. And see, again, we see with the move of the Spirit, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. Now, this is so different than so many folks would have been. These guys are in trouble with the authorities. They've been physically hurt. And most people would come back and pray about their ministry. Oh, God, you got to help us. Lord, what are we going to do? I just don't know. But what'd they pray? God, get glory to Jesus. I mean, let the signs and the wonders and miracles happen, the healings. Why? In the name. To the glory. Oh, can you see this? To magnify Jesus. Friend, there's a subtle thing. I talked about this some last week, but I just didn't feel like I quite got through with it. Again and again, when prophecy goes off, you'll hear these kind of things. People will call people out and they'll prophesy to them about how great they're going to be. Did you hear me? How great their ministry is going to be. I've seen people call out even children and tell them, you know, your ministry, God's going to use you. You know, where whole denominations have failed, He's going to use you and you're going to be greater than the Apostle Paul. I start shaking my head. Did you hear me now? Because that is magnifying this flesh. And the Spirit of God doesn't do that. But see, people love that. And so people gather around that hoping I get called and told how great I am and how great I'm going to be and how strong my anointing and how big my call and how far I'm going to be used and how great and how great and how great. And it's not the Spirit of God. It's people playing with spiritual things. If you want to know how it works, read the book of Acts. Let me give you an example. Paul gets a personal prophecy. How great things he's going to suffer for the Lord's name's sake. And he's got to bear testimony before kings and Gentiles. Did he go away feeling, whoo, I'm something? He went a thing, oh, glory to God. I'm going to get used, yeah. But it's for whose glory? Oh, can you see this, friends? Can you see the test, the real spirit of the true Spirit of God prophecy is what? According to the Bible, Revelation 19, it is what? The testimony of Jesus. Not to tell you and me how big we're going to be and how great our ministry is going to be and how big our anointing is. Well, some folk didn't care for that. Prove me wrong from the Bible. Don't take my word for it. Prove me wrong. This, I'm telling you, this is how people get off. And because of the nature of the flesh, people's flesh love to be flattered. Tell me how great I am. Tell me how big I'm going to be. Tell me what a great man of God, what a great woman of God. Tell me, tell me, tell me. But it ain't about you. And it ain't about me. Did you hear me? Our honor is Him getting glory.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me